We hear a lot of talk about profiling these days and how we shouldn't do it. Well, I'm not here to discuss politics with you, but I do want you to know that the Bible does a good bit of profiling, or how we can identify the blessed man from the wicked man. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Psalm chapter 1 verse 4 says, "The wicked are not so, but they are like the chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." So we have a contrast of the blessed man that's introduced to us with the wicked man. And this contrast is given to us in strong terms. It says in verse 4 that the wicked are not so, but it's a little bit more intense than that. We should probably read it this way, that the wicked are nothing like the blessed man. Absolutely not, not even close. But what exactly are the wicked not like? Well, think through that. Think about what we talked about yesterday about the blessed man. The wicked are not being constantly fed life-sustaining water. The wicked are not showing signs of life by bearing fruit. The wicked are withering. They're fruitless. They're failing. They are unrooted, and they are dry, and they are barren. So much so that the slightest breeze drives them away. And then notice verse 6. "For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." So notice once again the use of parallelism to help us understand the intended meaning. What's the intent of saying that the Lord knows the way of the righteous? Well, it's explained in the parallel contrasting statement of, "But the way of the wicked will perish." In other words, the way of the righteous will be remembered. So think about that. It doesn't say that the wicked will perish, although they will, but that the way of the wicked will perish. In the new heaven and the new earth, we will not be bothered or upset about the way of the wicked. We won't be remembering the ways of Pol Pot or Hitler or abusers or anarchists. They don't win out in the last day. But in contrast to that, the Lord knows the way of the righteous, or to say it more bluntly, we will remember the way of the righteous. In the new heaven and the new earth, we will be celebrating the acts of Dorcas, who made blankets for poor women. We will be remembering and celebrating the churches of Macedonia, who, while in a severe test of affliction and intense poverty, generously gave to the cause of Christ with joy. We will be remembering and celebrating the countless acts of love and compassion towards the least of these, the broken, the hurting, the fearful. All of those acts born out of being planted and firmly rooted in delighting in the law of the Lord. When you pray today, please remember Jesse Hales and his family, our missionaries in Texas. And also remember the Hungarian LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Hungary.